Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Captain, I have the tape rolling. I'm with Captain Fred Foles of the City of Tonawanda Police Department. Captain Foles, please tell us what happened earlier this afternoon.
We got called to the Tim Hortons parking lot about 3:30, and the call came in as a person on fire by the dumpsters. There's two dumpsters located off to the side of the Tim Hortons, and that's how the initial call came in.
What did you see when officers arrived?
Basically, not only was there one person on fire, there was two people that were burned. And through the officers talking to witnesses and doing their investigation as far as what happened, it was determined that it was some type of a domestic situation where one person was intentionally lit on fire, and due to the close proximity of the person starting on fire, the person also got caught on fire that lit the one person up, if you can figure that out.
Now, how did this this man light his girlfriend allegedly on fire?
Well, basically what happened was about shortly before 3:30, he went into this dumpster area. It's a corral type of area where there's two dumpsters. It's enclosed by a stockade fence. He goes inside the corral area, calls the girlfriend up, who was working at the Tim Hortons at the time, and asked her to step out to the dumpsters to talk. She went out to the dumpsters, went inside this corral area, and he somehow doused her with some type of a flammable liquid. We're not sure exactly what it is yet, and lit her on fire, and due to his close proximity to her, he caught on fire also.
I know you mentioned the domestic dispute earlier that may have triggered this. Were there any other part of that may have been the motive?
Apparently, there's two children involved, two young children involved between the two of them. And obviously, there must be some friction going on between them. And, you know, escalated up to this point this afternoon.
How's the victim doing, first of all?
Not good. She's up at ECMC right now in the burn unit. He was transported also up to ECMC burn unit. She's in far worse shape, and both of them have been inhalated right as we speak. Detectives up there called and told us that, so...
Now, obviously, something like this in a Tim Hortons parking lot, obviously, there'd be a lot of people or at least a few people
exactly.
Around.
Yes, there was.
Yeah. Did anybody try to help the situation or were able to help?
Yeah. We're trying to determine right now. Someone went inside the store, got a fire extinguisher, and we found a fire extinguisher outside where both parties were. So there was a lot of witnesses. That's a busy Tim Hortons here in Tonawanda, and there's a lot of comings and goings. And we have the surveillance video from the Tim Hortons also, which shows the transaction also. So, yeah, a lot of people saw it, and we're trying to determine who went into the Tim Hortons, got the fire extinguisher to put them both out.
As far as the person who set the woman on fire, what charges does he face right now?
We're looking at there's a possibility, based on the severity of her burns, he could be looking at some type of an attempted murder charge due to the nature of her burns right now. She's in bad shape.
And Captain, anything else at this point that I've left out of you care to add?
No. Apparently, you know, it's this relationship. You know, obviously went sour, and it escalated up to, you know, the male doing going to the extremes today of doing this, and we're just. You know, they're both alive. However, you know, they're in pretty bad shape. But something, there was a trigger that, you know, this male, you know, escalated to the point of doing this. Very horrific.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.